Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy here with you on a Falcons Monday, brought to you by Xfinity. Beyond Wi-Fi, this is X-Fi, only from Xfinity. Now, we'll get back into some more Falcons audio and conversation at the top of the 1 o'clock hour and what's trending. Harry Douglas is going to join us for his Monday visit as well, coming up at 1:20, as he always does. But at 12:40 on Mondays, now normally at 12:40 going forward, right, it's three damn good UGA questions,
right?
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, this fits into that because right, on Mondays at 12:40, DJ Shockley joins us.
Oh, we got Donnie?
Well, I call him.
Yeah, Donnie Jean.
Donnie
Jean.
Shock. Shock's on the show. What's up, Shock?
Yeah, Donnie Jean.
Man, I thought we were way better than that.
I did too before you started throwing that media stuff on me. So you stop that, and I'll stop calling you that, all right?
Man, it's the real deal. You got to get over it, bro. That's what it is now.
And your name is Donald, so hey.
Hey, man, everybody don't even know that.
What up, my brother?
Man, all good, man. I know it's a good Monday, man. Everybody in our state got a win, so I know that's always positive and easy on y'all for sure.
Yeah, definitely a lot more fun coming in talking about what happened over this weekend than what happened the weekend before. Although, look, Georgia has been good every single weekend, so they haven't done anything to have a bad conversation about yet. I wonder because, you know, it has been a couple of weeks in a row against inferior opponents. What do you feel like you've learned about Georgia over the last two weekends?
I think the most important thing is you go out and handle business. We look around the country sometimes and you play opponents that are inferior. You play opponents that you're supposed to put up 50 on, and you see teams struggle. Maybe they come out and don't play good in the first half, and then they finally get it going in the second half. The one thing I've noticed is there's a different focus in Athens with Kirby and what they expect this year. And they got the foot on the gas from play one all the way to the end of the ball game, and that's what you expect out of a team that's supposed to be one of the top teams in the country. You should not have a lull with having a quarterback that's been around for 3 years and played tons of football, with an offensive line that's pretty doggone one of the best in the country, a defense that gets after you. I mean, you have so many veteran leaders on this team. You expect them to come out and play this way regardless of opponent, and I'm glad to see that week in and week out that regardless of who you're playing, you're still playing at a high level and playing throughout four quarters.
Shock, when you watched your game, I thought they did a lot of good things. But my biggest takeaway were two, the coverage, you know, the cornerbacks, they looked out of position, looked like they were chasing. And Jake Fromm missed, you know, and you play quarterback at the highest level. What is it about when you just see him just missing? Is it because they're new receivers or Jake just didn't have it?
Well, I think a lot of it is you're trying to get your timing right. You're trying to make sure guys are coming out of the breaks at the right point. Guys are making sure that you're on time and you're not waiting on those guys to come out of their routes. Especially when it comes with young receivers or guys who you're still getting used to playing in game speed with, you're trying to show them exactly, okay, this is where I expect you to be, and I'm going to throw it. And if guys don't expect the ball to come out when say you got a 10-yard out and you're holding on to it, and the guy gets to the sideline and boom, you got a toe tap to get out, that's not what it's supposed to be. This offense, a lot of the time, is about timing. And if Jake doesn't show them, hey, this is where the ball is going to be, then guys are not going to be as precise in their route. So I think he's doing a good job of just trying to kind of have the timing go down with every single route, which is still hard to do. And, you know, he's going to miss a few passes here and there just trying to fit stuff in and trying to make stuff happen. But I think overall the first 3 weeks have been good to get all these guys on the same page. And then on the back end as well, you got a lot of different guys that's coming in and out. They're trying to figure out who they can depend on. And they're calling certain coverages to see, okay, how does this guy fit versus man? How does this guy fit versus zone? Can he play press man? And then some guys trying to do too much. So I think the first, you know, 2-3 weeks have been, let's figure out who we really can depend on in tough situations, and let's get him as much game time reps as we can. And then when we get in the game like this weekend, we know who we depend on.
DJ Shockley joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on the WadeFord.com hotline, talking some UGA football. I do want to get a question or two SEC-related in a minute as well, but about those young wide receivers, you told us last week, Shock, that you could see George Pickens being the number one by the end of the season. Dominic Blaylock got out there and played some great football on Saturday as well. What'd you like that you saw from him?
Well, I think the number one thing is you can throw a five-yard route and he can go 50 with it. Mm-hmm. That's what elite receivers do. That's what the five-star guys, that's what guys who make a difference. Those are the guys who play on Sunday, they can do. And a lot of times you're not going to have the big, deep bomb that you get all the time. Coverages don't dictate it all the time. So I need to be able to throw you a slant, a hitch, a little quick out, and you can make one guy miss. And those are the players that you want to have on the field. And I think they're learning that guys like Blaylock and Pickens, you get those guys in space, they're going to make guys miss. They're going to make that first one miss. And they know what they have. And a DeAndre Swift, they know, hey, we throw it to him on a swing route, he's going to make two or three guys miss, and he's going to pick up more than 7 or 8 yards. And that's what they're looking for out of these receivers. And I love the fact that they show this big playability when they get the ball in their hands, and you know you don't have to always call a shot play for it to be a explosion of a play. So they're young, they're still coming along, but I think this early success is giving all these kids a lot of confidence going forward. And they're going to need that as the season progresses, knowing they can make something happen when the ball's in their hand.
Shock, what is Zeus's role going to be going forward? Because right now it seems like Brian Harry is the backup running back to Swifty. But it seems like you would think they would want to get Zamir the ball a bit more. What do you think his role will be as far as when he gets in, how he gets in?
I think he's still trying to figure out his role. Mm-hmm. Harry has been a guy who's been around for a while. I've heard Kirby talk about him numerous amounts of time that he's earned opportunity to get more reps. He's earned more opportunity to carry the football. So that's where that comes in. Zamir is still coming off, you know, a couple injuries, and he's still trying to work his way into that rotation. So right now I think he's, you know, gradually getting into the rotation. But when you have a bruiser like Brian Harry, and this is his senior year, he can run the ball just as hard. He's just as physical as Zamir White. And he's another change-up guy to DeAndre Swift. So right now, Brian Harrin is doing enough to hold off Zamir because of his physicality and the way he runs the football and doesn't turn it over. That's a huge difference. Now, Zamir will get his touches, but because you're so talented in that backfield, even as talented as a guy as Zamir White is, it's going to take him time to break that rotation because of the guy that's in front of him.
You hate to see injuries ever. We saw a tough one on Saturday night to Florida's quarterback Felipe Franks. What do you think What do you think him being out for the rest of the season does for to Florida's offense?
You know what? You watch that ball game and you like what Kyle Trask does. I mean, he comes in there and he throws for 162 yards in that fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. That offense gets rolling, it gets moving, and he's a big dude now. He's like 6'5", 240. So you still have that run game aspect from the quarterback position, and I don't think there's a letdown. I think it's like a linear change for Florida to have Kyle Trask in there running that offense. Now, Felipe has the experience and everything, but this is a kid that doesn't lack the confidence. I think this Florida offense will be just fine, and the way he came in and played to bring them back from 11 points down or whatever it was to get that win, his team is going to be behind him. They're going to be rallying behind him, knowing he's our guy now. And in the biggest moment on the road in the SEC, well, at home, he's going to be able to get it done. So I like Kyle Trask, man. He can sling it. He can throw it. He can run it. He's a confident kid. I don't think this offense from Florida takes a step back. I think they actually are a little bit better actually with Trask in the ballgame.
Wow. They look better.
They did.
They definitely looked better in the fourth quarter.
They definitely did. Even though Kentucky did just, they did Kentucky thing in Shock.
Been there, done that, seen that before.
All right, Shock, we appreciate it, man. Always fun to talk to you on Mondays. We know it's a huge week this week with Notre Dame coming to town. Can't wait to chat with you next Monday about what I think we're all hopeful will be a Georgia victory. I'm hopeful. No, I don't know. I can't tell the future.
It's going to be a Georgia victory.
I can't tell the future. I hope that Georgia plays well against Notre Dame.
I bet if it was Washington,
he'd be a little bit more confidence out of you, brother.
Thank you.
Look, you guys take care of the confidence. Yeah. I'll take care of the hope, okay?
Appreciate it, Shock.
Thanks, Shock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.